This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week. This week, it's Scorponox. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week. It's Scorponox. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music, go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
BJ, you're going to love these guys singing songs about societal issues and also playing Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, that's not chaotic evil at all. That is awesome.
These guys are great. You can see them February 8th at Substation in Ballard with a bunch of great bands like Witch Mountain, Witch Ripper, and Summoned by Giants.
Very, very cool. And again, man, you like local music, then you're going to like Sunday nights here on The Rock. Every Sunday night, 10 o'clock, 2 hours. All Pacific Northwest music. Great bands like Scorponox. Friday, everybody. Happy long weekend if you get to have a long weekend.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Very exciting for that, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
It's very exciting. Are you very excited for that, or it's very
I guess. I
don't okay, know. Okay. Don't worry what about the saying? Way that I say anything.
Sure.
Yep.
No. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were having an exciting time or
this
you were
weekend is
starting off great.
All yeah. right.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our contestant. We got Jimbo in Tacoma to take on Steve. Jimbo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Sweet. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets. Oh, no, actually, a gift card to go on a crazy shopping spree for Best Buy. $50. That's right. Go crazy at the open house at the Best Buy in Bellevue, which is happening tomorrow, or any Best Buy you want to use that, that $50 set. And if you want to check out the Best Buy in Bellevue for their big open house event, that's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. and go until 3 p.m. Go to KISW.com for all the details.
All right, Steve, get out of here. Playing at home, Jimbo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jimbo, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of the human that Ariel falls in love with?
Steve.
No.
Dave.
No.
Pat.
No. Which major American airline is named after a Greek letter?
Delta.
Yes. What is the name of the longest mountain range in North America?
Appalachian.
No.
Pass.
In humans, what is the only internal organ capable of regenerating lost tissue?
Liver.
Yes. Nice. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in what state?
California.
Yes. Subaru is a car maker from what Asian country?
China.
No.
Japan.
Yes. In movie ratings, what do the letters PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Yes. Which artist recorded the 1982 hit song Bad to the Bone?
George Thorogood.
Yes. How many engines does the B-52 bomber have?
Four.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Six. All right. We'll see.
Eight. Yep. Don't say anything more, Jimbo. You got that last one correct, but way too late there.
Sorry, buddy.
Yep. Don't want to give Steve any extra help there because he may need it.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, maybe. Steve?
Yes?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
In The Little Mermaid, what is the name of the human that Ariel falls in love with?
Bob.
No.
Travis.
No.
Hulkster.
No! Which major...
Aquaman.
No.
Jason Momoa.
Stop that. No. Which major American airline is named after a Greek letter?
Alaska. No, Delta.
Yes! What is the name of the longest mountain range in North America?
Appalachian?
No.
Columbia?
No.
Oh, those Columbia mountains are amazing.
Acropolis? No. Yeah. In humans, what is the only internal organ capable of regenerating lost tissue?
Ooh, I'm going to say the liver.
Yes. Oh. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in what state?
Oh, crap. Ohio?
No.
Illinois?
No.
I used to know this. Why don't I know it anymore? Crap.
Florida. No.
Oh.
Subaru is a car maker from what Asian country?
Japan.
Yes. In movie ratings, what do the letters PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Steve, you lose.
Yeah.
6-4.
What a loser.
Wow.
Good job, Jimbo.
Loser.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Good sportsmanship there.
Gotta love that. Hang on, Jimbo. We'll tell you how to get your prize. I love Jimbo, and I love this.
Yeah! I love this song. Thank you, BJ.
No problem, buddy.
Yeah!
Oh, we don't hear this enough.
No. You say you love Jimbo, but apparently some of the texters don't. I didn't realize this. Someone says this is the third time Jimbo's played Beat Migs this week.
Is it?
I don't know.
That
person says, this is like the fourth time in 2 weeks Jimbo has played. I can't even get anything but a busy signal. And next one, I'm over Jimbo from Tacoma.
All right, well, I guess we'll have a little reprieve on Jimbo then. I just pick a caller.
Has he won before this week? Because maybe that's why.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rule on how many times you can play, but I know, I think we have rules on how many times you can win. So we shouldn't hear from Jimbo in a while then if he's won.
We'll look into that. But yeah, Jimbo did pull off the win here, unfortunately. Does anybody know the name of the human that Ariel falls in love with in The Little Mermaid?
Eric.
Prince Eric. So you were kind of close to Bob,
Steve.
And Dave. And
yeah.
not so much Hulkster, but the name of the longest mountain range in North America. Neither of you guys got this. I thought this was really easy.
It's the Rocky Mountains?
It is the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah, that's, I'm surprised neither one of them really even thought. That's the next. Appalachian, sure, but then next one to me is Rocky
right?
All I can think of.
Yeah, I only know three mountain ranges with the Cascades and Appalachian. And
Cascades. That's
yeah,
what
about the Olympics? Is that a mountain range too?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, look at
that's
that.
All I know.
You know more than me on that. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in California.
Oh, duh. Yeah, you know what? I don't know why I would have, you know, I didn't know that, and I would have guessed East Coast.
Really?
Yeah, just because, you know, everything, you know.
Everything happens on the East Coast.
Everything old seems to have happened there, and then, you know, everybody spreads out this way. So look at California being the
solid
the
guess
one.
There, yeah, solid. Well, congratulations to Jimbo on beating Steve this morning.
Yeah, all you got to do is tie or beat Steve. That's how you get the prize. Speaking of burgers, well, Burger King, BK, you know, made a big splash last month with a promotion where you could get a Whopper for 1 cent. But you had to order it on their app while you were at McDonald's.
Right.
And,
they just decided, you know, we're at war with McDonald's.
Yeah.
We're going to acknowledge them, and we're coming for them.
So they have a new promotion, and yeah, it's pretty much that kind of guerrilla tactic. As you know, back in August, McDonald's passed out these Mac coins at their store, and you could exchange them for a free Big Mac, though a lot of us wanted to collect them and said, we're not exchanging these.
I have one or two in my car right now. It's good luck charms.
The coins expired on December 31st, so now that's all they are, Steve. And but because a lot of people still have them, and because you can't now redeem them for a Big Mac, Burger King just announced that they will accept the expired Mac coins through the end of this month, and you can use them to get a Big King XL.
And so, that's their version of the Big Mac.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen it. It looks great. It doesn't have the bread in the middle, but it's pretty much the same idea as the Big Mac with the sauce and all that kind of stuff.
I like the no bread in the middle.
I do too.
Yeah, it's just like the Wendy's double stack. I really like that.
Well, I mean, as a news agency that we are, I feel like we're going to have to, see what it tastes like.
Yeah. Well, we've got that, and we have something else on our list. We got that new double stuff Oreo that looks so ridiculous, or the more stuff or mega stuff that looks ridiculously huge.
Someone texted about that. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's out. We got to check. We got to get one of those too. If we're gonna get the the Big King.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, look at that. Oh God!
Yeah. It looks like an ice cream sandwich.
I know. That's why I want to get it.
What the hell?
What does it come in, a package of just five? I mean, so how do they fit all that? They can't fit many in there with that Oreo's most stuff.
Most, period, cream, period, ever.
Do they have that anywhere we can get that? And along with a BK, and sure, that's a healthy meal right there for you.
Yeah. Well, it is Friday.
Yeah.
We can make it our cheat meal day.
All right. I can appreciate that.
That's a lot of cream.
That's a lot of cream. Damn, that's a lot of stuff. And I love the stuff, because I can't eat Oreo regular stuff anymore. It's got to at least be double stuff. So I wonder if the most stuff would be an overload, or if it would give me everything I wanted was just the stuff.
It's a limited edition, so you're going to have to hurry up and get it, BJ.
Okay, well, Uncle Chris, it's his last day. Should we send him out for those?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that seems like the right way to say farewell to Uncle Chris.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully people got this, but I don't
know. What if he never comes back?
Yeah.
That this is his way of being like,
okay,
I told you I was leaving on Friday.
Deuces. Deuces. Yep. Peace to the out. I have a question. Mm. How is it possible that the movie Rocky III inspired someone's career path and that person is not a boxer? I'm going to tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Tomorrow at Washington Hall is Defy Wrestling, and one of the wrestlers flying in for tomorrow is Frankie Kazarian.
Yes, he's an awesome wrestler. He's a part of SoCal Uncensored, which they're killing it right now in the indie scene. But he's been in the WWE, he's been in TNA, Ring of Honor most recently, and just got swooped up by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks and Chris Jericho with that new promotion
getting
waves. And people are talking about the dude from, I think, Jacksonville Jaguars, the billionaire owners, are starting it called All Elite Wrestling.
That's cool.
And some are feeling like, I don't know if it's going to be direct competition with the WWE, but it's going to be the closest thing to direct competition to the WWE in a super long time, and I'm happy that Kazarian's a part of it. He's a rocker. He plays bass in a band, and
nice.
Cool dude, real cool dude. Bummed I'm going to miss Defy Wrestling because my band's playing that night, which he's like, I respect that because he's a band guy as well, but yeah. Go to defywrestling.com. If you love wrestling, you're going to have a great time at tomorrow's show.
Of course, you got to chat with Frankie because you got your podcast, Migs versus the World of Wrestling, and so he's a diehard Rocky fan, huh?
Yeah, well, recently he came out wrestling in the old school Rocky Balboa style trunks, and his partner was dressed in the Apollo Creed American flag trunks.
Nice.
And I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. Is this dude a Rocky fan? And so I started talking to him about it and did not realize how big of a deal, especially the movie Rocky III, is to him.
But that movie in particular, in a roundabout way, responsible for me becoming a pro wrestler, because I watched that movie religiously when I was a very young kid, and I knew the characters as Rocky Balboa, Clubber Lang, and Thunder Lips.
Yep.
And I was at a video store, as I'm dating myself, video store kids, I used to go rent videos, and I saw a video tape of what I thought was Thunder Lips and Mr. T on the cover. That videotape ended up being WrestleMania 1. Which was obviously Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. And I showed it to my mom and I said, hey, I don't know what this is. Can I rent this, please? She was nice enough to rent it for me and my cousin. We brought it home. My dad, who was a wrestling fan in the 50s and 60s, was like, oh, yeah, that's wrestling. I put the tape in and bam, was immediately hooked and immediately enamored. And that began my love for pro wrestling. Had it not been for that movie, would I have found pro wrestling? Probably. It was the 80s. It was like, huge. But that particular tape, that is what got me into pro wrestling. That movie is, you know, as corny as it sounds, it's hugely important in my life.
Isn't that something, man? I mean, when you think of how things work out, he gets the wrong tape, basically. It's not what he thinks it is.
Or he just saw it as an extension. He's like, oh, I saw that movie with Thunderlips, Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
And now...
let me go see this.
Yeah, there they are again.
Wow.
Or Clubber Lang.
Yeah, you can
Clubber
check
Lane.
Yeah, you know who that guy is.
Yeah, it's a street right next to a...
Yeah, right on Clubber Lane.
Yeah.
You want the full interview? Check it out at KISW.com.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So pro wrestler Frankie Kazarian shared that Rocky III is a movie that is hugely important in his life as it led him to fall in love with pro wrestling. So based on this, we want to know, what movie is hugely important in your life and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts after Pearl Jam on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Pro wrestler Frankie Kazarian shared that Rocky III is a movie that is hugely important in his life as it led him to fall in love with pro wrestling. Based on this, what movie is hugely important in your life and why? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I like this text message. Somebody said, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh, really?
That way you can make anything funny as hell.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder. Well, I guess it's not a. It's a serious story, the search of the Holy Grail, and they turned around and just made a lot of the King Arthur stuff and all that stuff funny. And I know they use adversity and not having a budget to make it funny because they couldn't afford horses, and so they had the coconuts, which turned out to be one of the funniest scenes in the movie, is them making horse sounds with coconuts, which was only because they didn't have money for horses.
That's pretty great. Yeah. I haven't seen the movie, but when you mentioned that one time, I was like, that's pretty clever.
And that's how they ended the movie, too. They couldn't do a gigantic battle scene, so they just had the actual, like, London police come in and arrest everybody.
Yeah, which is so ridiculous, so dumb. But you talk about making, you know, basically lemons out of lemonade. That's what they did for that movie. And as it turned out, that's what made that movie so fun, was because of all the things they couldn't do and the way they responded to that.
How about this one, The Comebacks? It's the dumbest movie ever, but it's the first date I ever had with my girlfriend, who's now my wife.
Aww. Well, I can see that.
Oh,
yeah.
Mine was Brink. It was a made-for-TV movie on Disney Channel. And it was when I was like 13 years old. And before then, it got me interested in skating. It was inline skating.
Oh, yeah.
But I started watching it. It was like I wanted it inline skate, which got me involved in skateboarding and introduced me to Tony Hawk and then introduced me to all the bands that I listen to today. And that's literally how I started listening to punk rock.
All because of that one movie.
That one movie.
Wow, was there any punk rock in the movie?
Yeah, there was a band called the Suicide Machines that did the title track. And I went and found it and started listening to them. And it was like, oh, this is awesome.
That's so funny. I remember watching like some of those old weird, dumb skate movies, like the Paolo Peralta ones. And those were always like, oh, that's so cool. But I never heard of Brink.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny, too, because it was
about Gleaming the Cube, man.
I don't know what that
was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is either.
With Christian Slater?
No, don't know. What's it called? Gleaming the Cube?
Yeah, he was a skateboarder. Oh.
I don't know that Christian Slater movie.
Oh,
he must be really, really young, right?
Came out in 89, and he's got great hair.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he had the BJ hair back in the day.
I know.
Yeah.
Christian Slater was the man. You forget how huge Christian Slater was, but I remember because I was job searching, and his face was plastered all over every magazine, and I just remember it because I was out of a job interviewing, and everywhere I went, there was Christian's face.
Yeah.
It was huge.
I mean, it was like during the height of his success, man.
Man.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it. Yeah. You know, but it may be that.
Steve, you sound a little hurt by it.
Well, he's such a Christian Slater guy.
Well, I mean, I'm not a complete Christian Slater guy.
Right,
he was just huge. I mean, I like some of his work. I love him, Mr. Robot, obviously. And he was good as, you know, giving tea to Sulu in Star Trek. That was about him. Mean,
and he's sexy.
All right, well, see, that's
very
not
sexy.
That's not why I like him. You still dig him? You still think he's hot?
Oh, yeah. And he's got a hot voice. He was on Archer for a while.
Oh, that's right. He was. Yeah, he was on Archer for a while.
I can't remember if it's the name of the movie. Maybe somebody knows. It was one of those after-school movies. I think it was Desperate Lives, but it might have been Angel Dusted. Remember those bad after-school movies?
Oh, yeah. They were so bad.
There was a scene. A guy got all hopped up on Angel Dust, and he jumped out of his house.
Yeah.
Like, on the second floor. And that had
inspired you? to not do angel dust.
Oh, okay.
All my years of trying all these crazy recreational drugs in college, that was something where if it got, I'm like, nope, not touching that one. People jump out of houses when they take it.
I love that, man. I love that when they can put some propaganda movies out there that, you know, even if they're true and for your own good,
yeah,
they do stick with you. I had a sixth grade report like that about drugs. That's why I didn't really do any kind of drug at all, because I vividly remember the report I made for sixth grade, and I put fake pills and fake marijuana joints on the cover, on construction paper. I remember that in my brain, and they told us back in the 60s, you do this, you will die.
It's funny because I did a drug report on angel dust because the name sounded pretty.
Oh, see, that's the wrong.
Pick the drug you want. I'm like, angel dust.
Angel dust, that sounds like fun.
Because the angels do it, because it's the dust of the angels.
It's like pixie dust.
Yeah, no.
Somebody said Smokey and the Bandit, huge in my decision to become a truck driver, along with my dad being a truck driver as well.
Nice.
Ah, oh, Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, man.
Top Gun, always my favorite movie. We named our son Maverick.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's what it inspired you to name your son Maverick. I have a, you know, I wonder if that's why my buddy named his kid Maverick. I never realized why he named him Maverick.
Better than naming your kid Goose.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted to name. That's what I wanted to name Joey. But we ended up giving Sarah the nickname Goose, so that works.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's our little Goose.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, she's happy.
That was my old dog's nickname. Lucy. It was Goose.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy Goosey.
Yeah. See, Sarah and your dog.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Let's go to Brenda in Spanaway, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Brenda, you are on the Rock.
Hello.
Hello, Brenda. What movie is hugely important in your life and why?
I saw this chick flick called Somewhere in Time when I was very young.
Ooh, I remember that. I don't know a whole lot about that movie, but I remember it.
Christopher Reeve, James Seymour,
yep.
Time travel, fall in love.
Yeah.
So I became obsessed with time travel romance novels, and then that turned into paranormal. And I actually wrote novels, got three of them published.
Oh, nice.
I opened a online writing group for aspiring authors. I've met many authors. I actually, last year... 2 years ago, my last son moved out, and I went back to school to learn how to market. So I became a social media marketing expert, changed careers. That's what I do now for a living, instead of being a receptionist, which I was to get, you know, to raise children and whatnot.
Oh, that's so awesome that once the kids are out of the house, like, you can do what you want to do like that. That's cool.
My husband said, yeah, go for it. He was so supportive, and it was awesome.
Man, did you ever get into Doctor Who, since you love the time travel? And it did get romantic in the Tennant days.
You know, when I was young, I watched it a little bit, but I didn't follow it. And I'm just way more into, the Dark Hunter vampire crap.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's it. Look, Vicky's shaking her head. That's right, girl. Get into the dark stuff.
Oh, somebody says, Steve, Brink is a made-for-TV Disney movie. Don't bother watching it. Danny has horrible taste.
No, you have horrible taste,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, came out in 98.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old when that movie came out. It was amazing. So you're just old, sir.
Yes. Wow. Shots fired at Steve.
Plus,
not me. Not you, the texter.
I'm reading a text. I haven't seen it. I'll probably like it. I have horrible taste in movies.
Oh, then it's got to be horrible. If Steve likes it, yeah, it'll be bad.
Plus, for a Disney movie, it had a great soundtrack. Like, considering it had, like, some good punk bands, it's like, what?
Yeah, I don't expect that in a Disney movie.
No, you expect, like, Disney bands doing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, how about this person is originally from Illinois. Seeing the movie Singles made me want to move to Seattle. Been in love with the Seattle scene since the first time moving here back in 98.
So many people.
Very parallel to my world.
So many people. Yeah, you included. Yep. You know, the music or that movie, people said, I'm coming out here.
Mm-hmm. That soundtrack is one of the greatest soundtracks. I mean, yeah. I would say pound for pound, from beginning to end, I would put that in the top five movie soundtracks of all time.
Yeah, my buddy. And I always liked it because my buddy Shubes, Jimmy Schubert's in that movie.
Oh, good old Shubes.
Good old Shubes. Great comic.
Mine's dumb, but as a kid, I remember the Bad News Bears.
Oh, that was your inspirational movie?
Because it made you realize it's okay to be a loser.
It's probably the best lesson you can learn as a kid, though.
Right? It was just this awesome movie. It's all about all this stuff, the things you got to do to try and win, and it gets down, spoiler alert, right to the end, and they lose. And the way they handled it, I wouldn't say with grace, but it was like, F you, we're losers. Yeah. You can take that trophy and shove it up your you-know-where.
Yeah, it was a great inspirational movie showing that if you've got a a bunch of emotionally unstable kids, put them together with an alcoholic and they'll be fine.
No different than the Mighty Ducks. You got a bunch of kids that have problems, put them with a guy who's got some drinking and driving issues. Yeah, no, he'll be their coach.
That's right. That's why he ended up having to coach him, because he got a DUI.
He was punished for drinking and driving. So what better way to handle that? Have him be around children.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The Mighty Ducks pretty much is basically the Bad News Bears on ice.
Whoa.
Oh. Think about it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Damn.
Oh, it's classic.
Sandlot guy who came in, discussed that I fell in love with baseball, almost went pro. Too many injuries, unfortunately, kept me out.
Yeah, that's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Mine is Pulp Fiction. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, even though I like other ones. But it was the first time, because it came out in 94, so I was like 15 at the time.
Wow, 94.
Yeah, 25 years now. But it was one of the first times that I realized that the protagonists, the main characters of the story, don't have to be good guys. And because nobody's good in that movie. They're all doing crappy things.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was very interesting in that. Plus, I mean, Quentin Tarantino's dialogue was outstanding, especially to a teenager who didn't realize there's so many fun words.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Man, that movie was amazing.
Yeah.
Because we just had never seen anything like that in a movie before. This, the way it was shot, like you said, the dialogue.
The jumping timelines from place to place and trying to connect it all together. Yeah. Why isn't this linear? I don't even understand it.
And Samuel L. Jackson, that was my first introduction to him. Mm-hmm. And he's such an amazing guy. I just love his acting.
Having the conversation about hamburgers in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, that was just fantastic. And it was like, it was about the most mundane item ever, but it was interesting.
Royale with cheese.
I haven't seen any interviews. You know, I don't. I know you have like every box set you possibly have.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I wonder what the actors thought when Tarantino says, "We're doing this. We're doing this. We're doing this." You know, I mean, Travolta. It was his comeback movie, so
it was.
But I mean, these guys are actors trying to get in the business, and then you know, definitely Tarantino. Nobody did movies like that, and you know, I wonder what they thought at the time. Like, what the hell is going on?
Right?
Yeah, man. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Lauren in Renton. Lauren, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Lauren. How about you? What movie is hugely important in your life?
Well, my husband introduced me to the movie Rad from 1986.
What a great movie.
We named our son Crew, and this last summer they rebuilt the track, Hell Track, in Texas. And so we flew down there, and my son, who's going to be 4, you know, in a couple months, he met all the main characters. He met the original stunt riders, and it was just a full weekend of everybody from the movie, and it was the best experience of my life. So
it's a great, it's a BMX movie.
Rad has definitely changed my world.
How about that? How about the big dance scene in the movie where they dance while on their BMX bikes?
Yes, they did have a dance. There was cheesy. At the event, there was no dancing, but people were rocking out. It was pretty amazing.
I remember seeing that movie as it wasn't a double feature. We went to one and snuck into the other. But we saw Rad, my brother and I, we went and saw Rad in The Toxic Avenger.
Oh,
in,
I remember. The same day. Wow.
It was awesome.
So, Lauren, do you think your little ones are going to want to do any BMX action? Is he taken to it?
Oh, for sure. He has 3 bikes at our house. He's got a couple at his grandma's. He is all about being on 2 wheels. Today, him and his dad are loading up to go do motorcycle stuff in Monroe. So he's definitely going to be my little daredevil child.
That's awesome. And who knows? I mean, at 4 years old, I mean, at this young of an age, you just never know, like, you know, if it's something he's going to want to do professionally in his career. That's, I mean, because that's a great age to start anything. And, you know, and plus, you know, your parents dig it and all the great positive reinforcement you get doing stuff. And because there's just stuff that my kids do that I don't know if they would do if it weren't for me. Even Sarah's musical taste, like she loves hip hop. And
you're a gangster.
Yeah. And I'm a gangster. But I mean, she loves hip hop and Collective Soul. And I know that if it weren't for me, there's no way she would be into that at all.
No, Collective Soul would not be on her radar.
And yet, you know, it's a positive thing. It just makes her feel good when that song comes on, even though it's like, I'm like, that's the way she'd be listening to this. Oh, man. Well, Mike Tyson, you remember him, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he just shared a really crazy story about the time that he purchased a tiger for a pet. Wait a minute, is this out of the movies? You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.